postponement. But first, it is the ODEC brought to us by McDonald's and Man's Best Friend.
Okay, first of all, I can't lose my restaurant cred because I recommended a restaurant that two-thirds of us thoroughly enjoyed. So you guys were happy with the choice I made.
You lost it with yourself.
Yes.
You can't even trust yourself.
Right. I can't trust myself, but at some point I got to climb back on that restaurant recommendation horse again.
So you're trying to get us to not go to our favorite breakfast spot here in St.
We've
Louis.
We've been there
guaranteed
every
it's a good
freaking
meal.
Day.
It is right
awesome.
Across the street from these studios, and it is awesome.
It is great. I'll give you that. But don't you want variety?
No.
No.
It's the old saying, you know, you can have the hottest girl in the world, but some guy out there is tired of making love to her because he wants variety.
But if we go with one of your recommendations, a guy that can't even trust himself.
I want to go to Emo's Pizza. Everyone says we need to try that place.
At 10 o'clock.
You're going to take us to Pappy's Breakfast Smokehouse.
No.
Where they smoke the eggs.
Well, speaking of the biggest lost in restaurant going history, which was our trip to Pappy's Smokehouse last night, after we exited the restaurant, that's the other thing, to make it more down home, they make you enter the back of the restaurant through the alley. Okay. Was that necessary? So we exit the restaurant, back out into the parking lot in the alley, and across the large 10-foot-tall cyclone fence is a 10-piece marching band that was the absolute laziest band I've ever heard in my life. I don't know what school they were associated with. It seemed like maybe a beaten-down junior high. But then we found out it was a collegiate marching band.
We think so.
Yeah.
It's close to that campus.
Pappy's is right next to Harris Stowe State University. Could that have been the Harris Stowe Marching Band?
I guess.
Who do they play Saturday?
I don't know.
So I thought HS stood for high school and it was Harris Stowe. So take a listen to this. I rolled tape on a little bit of the marching band where the P1 could benefit from my experience. Good so far, right?
I can't believe you did that after your meal.
No. That was the they had a guy who did that at the back of the band.
That was madness.
It was madness, and there was just this, there were a few people standing around watching them, and there was like this smattering of applause. It just seemed like everybody was on loads of cough syrup or Ludes or something. It was just the laziest mess I've ever heard in my life.
How many people were in the band?
Like 10. It was just really, really spare. Okay, so I also have this for you. Speaking of music, we'll stick with the musical theme. The Chicago Bears played the Tampa Bay Buccaneers at Tampa Bay.
No, that was in London.
That was the London game.
Why is it? Oh, because Tampa Bay was the home team in London. That's very confusing. But anyway, so they do the national anthem there. This was this past Sunday, right? Mm-hmm. And this guy who sang, I swear to you, he sounds like me doing a bit. Tell me if you don't get that from this. Oh, hold on. I got to switch.
You want to do it on the ticket?
Yeah, we'll do it on the ticket.
All right.
Okay.
Decca Records tenor, Noah Stewart.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad
stars. Imagine me up there in an opera man get up.
Bright stars through the perilous fight.
I think that sounds haughty.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, he rolled his R's on ramparts.
So gallantly streaming and red glare above the bombs bursting in
gave proof through the night
that we still had our flag.
Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave?
Now listen to what he adds to the end.
Jeez.
Great anthem, and indeed, and all bowiness to it. But
let's rip it.
The guy was a little over the top, and it did sound like me doing my over-singing guy.
Yes, it did, with a hint of Chris McKinley trying to do the anthem.
Right.
Like in a real fancy way.
And then at 8:40 today, we're going to hear our exclusive interview with Occupy St. Louis. We traveled down to the tent city that Occupy St. Louis is set up, which is right across from our very nice hotel.
That gave me the creeps.
Yeah.
Tent city.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was wild, and we'll describe the scene more at length later on. But, I mean, it was, they had taped tarps together, kids living in the tent cities, and it was strange. But we've always wondered, what is Occupy fill in the blank all about? Well, in Occupy Atlanta, they interviewed this one woman. We'll listen to a part of her explanation. You tell me if you understand what it's about.
I am here in protest with the college students from Georgia State and Georgia Tech.
Protesting what now?
Well, they're protesting against equality and change. You know, we don't like the way the government is allowing us to be able to, you know, utilize our various degrees and job market into the society without it having to be uproared by the fear of what the government is constantly putting on us. Everywhere I go traveling throughout the train system and a rail system, you have homeland security everywhere. So, you know, how can I very well concentrate on, you know, getting a job and getting through school without having to, how can I stay focused without having to worry about, you know, whether or not I'll make it home safe, or, you know, this fear factor that the government has going on with us thinking that something bad is going to happen with our serenity and our peace and our homeland security will become insecure. And it bothers me for these school-age kids to be going through what they're going through. I don't think it's fair at all.
Okay, what is...
Good.
Wow.
Lord.
What is that?
I personally believe that... Americans.
Is she some kind of spokesperson?
No, I think she's just a
homeless person that jumped on board there.
No, she's not homeless. I think that one was like a professor of some kind.
She was?
Yeah.
A professor?
She's well-dressed and she just didn't have clarity of purpose, perhaps. But our experience with Occupy St. Louis last night was very eye-opening and very interesting. And we're going to hear our interview with some of the Occupy St. Louis people at 8:40 today.
All right, Gordo, thank you. That is the O-Deck. It is 6:42 here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. In just a few minutes, we'll get into the postponement, last night's Game 6, and which team benefits the most from that. That's at 6:55. But first, yesterday we had a phone number for the Cardinals Clubhouse.